Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Adeline Chung, and you're listening to Stylefile, where we stay on the pulse with what's brewing in the fashion industry. This week, we welcome back Ipoh shoe designers Yoki and Yoksin of Yok & Theme, as well as collaborator and local designer Alia Bastamam.
And the shoelace is actually detachable, because I know like some girls, they want fast and easy to go out.
They just slip on.
Yeah, so if they feel like they don't want the laces, they can always take out, but they can always put the laces in their handbag just in case they want to look different at night. They can always put back on.
So really cool.
After that, Florence Song, senior fashion writer at Elle Malaysia, gets us ready for the year-end party with party pouches.
They look cooler, they're more modern. You can just slip it on your wrist to free up your hands. I mean, that's especially important during the party season because everyone tells you to put your hands up.
But first up are our style makers for this week, Yoki, Yoksin, and Alia B. Coming from a family that's long been involved in the footwear industry, sisters Yoki and Yoksin Theme decided on venturing out of the family business to begin their own label. With all the experience they have, the Powerpack sisters have been elevating their brand to become a household name in the shoe industry. This year, in an endeavor to infuse both of their brand philosophies and design DNAs into a master creation, Yok & Theme has teamed up with the iconic Malaysian designer Alia Bastamam to release their first collaboration called YT and Alia B. Fresh off the runway that won her the Best Designer Award at the KL Fashion Week 2017, Alia's prints and aesthetics from her Resort 2018 collection marry beautifully into Yok & Theme's classic muse to give them a fresh feminine twist. The collection also features the unveiling of Yok & Theme's first ever slide sandals with bow designs and striped detailing that are second to none for your end of the year vacations. Now, I managed to pull these three busy ladies together to find out more about their collaboration, the design dynamics, and let's see if they have plans for bridal shoes moving forward. So tell us about the collaboration. Is this your first time working together?
Yes, it's definitely our first time working together, as well as the first time for our brand to work with a local designer and the collections during KL Fashion Week. That was when we decided to design a collection of shoes for Alia B. Mm-hmm. And we get to know that this time is also the first time that they are doing the resort collections. To work with a brand like us, which is quite new as well, is very exciting and is a great opportunity. So we just say yes and then we just go for it.
Go for it. Collaborate with Alia B.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that collaboration is important to growing, you know, in fashion and opening up your creations to a wider audience?
Yeah, I think definitely. Because as you know, you can team just 2 years from now, yeah. We try to expand the market to more younger people for wider audience. So I think this time collaborating with Alia B is a very good opportunity to see how the market responds to the collaboration. So we are really thrilled working with Alia.
So why did you decide to team up with Alia in particular?
Alia is one of the first designers that approaches to collaborate. So that's the reason why we collaborate and also how we collaborate.
Now, Alia, why did you finally decide to dabble in shoes?
Well, we've got clothes, we've got bags with some time. So the next step, I guess, it was shoes. Mm. Well, Yok & Theme was like one of our first choices because we saw a few collaborations they did before us was Casey.
Yeah.
Was Casey Gunn. And it was like, it looked pretty interesting, and I saw the shoes and they were made well, and I'm all about like workmanship and quality as well, so I was drawn more to Yok & Theme.
And I know that, you know, you showcased at the KL Fashion Week earlier this year and was awarded Best Designer. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What has the award meant to you?
Well, it means a lot to me. Until today, whenever someone congratulates me, suddenly I'll be taken aback for a while. Okay. Oh, yeah, that did happen. And I feel like the business still has to grow and we still have so much to learn. Winning Best Designer doesn't mean that you've made it. For me, at least. But I'm like really humbled, so happy to be chosen as Best Designer of the Year, mainly because I think the Malaysian fashion industry has many other talented designers, and like to be chosen as one of them is really awesome.
I mean, it's more than a year since all of you have been on the show on Stylefile. Now, what have the three of you been up to? Let's start off with Alia.
I remember the last time I was here, we were talking about the bridal collection.
That's right.
And also trying to launch of our ready-to-wear collection and working more on it. The Alia B label, I think, is a lot more successful now compared to, I think, I was here 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're still doing bridal, but we're concentrating more on Alia B and the Alia Bastamam line. So mm-hmm. we've been joining trade shows since then. We've been having more consistent collections. We've been on more online platforms and also stores that stock us. So that's what we've been up to.
What about you, Yoke and Tim?
I remember the last time we came for this interview, you asked me who else that we wanted to collaborate. So that time, I'm not able to answer you because we really don't know who we can collaborate. But this year, we are glad to be collaborating with Alia B. So mm-hmm. this is how I see the brand progress. And hopefully in the many more years coming, there will be more surprises and more great collaboration like how we did with Alia B.
Now, since Alia B also designed bridal wear, have you ever thought of coming out with bridal shoe designs?
Yeah, I think maybe we will. Maybe in the future. You will never know. But this year, we have come out with clothes shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with lasers. So that will be a bit more feminine. So I think that might be considered doing brighter shoes.
Something different, right?
Yeah, because last time we are here, we only concentrate on sandals. Yeah, but this year we spend more design like clothes shoes, or maybe next year will be men's collection. Mm-hmm. We don't know. Yeah.
Well, we do look forward to it. Now, let's talk more about the collection. Now, I know that Yoke and Tim, your shoes have always had a sporty and fun aesthetic to them, whereas Alia, your clothes are always elegant, feminine, and sophisticated. Now, so how does the collection combine you two contrasting styles?
Well, when we were working together at first, like we never really stopped communicating. So there was never a time where we were not communicating about mm-hmm. the designs and the shoes and the colors. So I guess they picked up on our style as well, and as I picked up on their style. And therefore, the ready-to-wear resort collection had more colors. And then their suggestion was to make laces in the fabric colors. Yeah, so that's how the collection came about.
So what is Yoke and Tim and Alia B looking to represent?
Well, I want to say we want to represent all types of women. The shoes, we had like the sporty slides,
mm-hmm.
and then we have the feminine pointy Emily and Emma. So my favorites are like the sky blue Emily with the stripy laces.
Mm-hmm.
That's feminine, but also not too girly, which is very much like an Alia B style.
Mm-hmm.
With all those designs, that's why I think we designed it with like those laces that we could take off. So it can be done like from day to night.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can be playful as well, mm-hmm. and it can be serious. Imagine taking off the laces and just putting on like a pair of crop pants and then just going out at night. And the heels are like so cool because it's not super high heels. I think the style now is like more comfort than...
Now, take us through the whole collection. How many designs are we looking at?
We have a total of 8 designs. We split them into half. Half is a more feminine, which is the palm, and another one is a more laid-back slides. But actually, the whole collection, they are quite laid back. One of the fun things about the palms are, even we give you a complimentary shoelace, you actually can purchase them separately because we know like girls, they own numbers of different clothes. So they want to dress differently every day. So we make 4 different laces available for them to purchase
mm-hmm.
so that they could match their clothes according to their mood.
And never get bored of them.
Yeah.
So in the box, when you buy a pair of shoes, you get a free shoelace as well.
Yes, we give them a pair of free shoelaces.
Mm-hmm.
And the shoelace is actually detachable because I know like some girls, they want fast and easy to go out.
They just slip on.
Yeah, so if they feel like they don't want the laces, they can always take out. But they can always put the laces in their handbag just in case they want to look different at night. They can always put back on.
It's so really cool.
What was the creative process like, you know, when coming up with the designs?
The creative process is actually quite easy as we share the same directions of how we want to look in terms of designs, and also we want to represent all women. So in terms of the process, it's pretty easy and very smooth. Even though we started quite close to the KL Fashion Week, we're actually quite happy with the outcome.
Now, I know that the laces on the mules have the exact same prints as the pieces from Alia's Resort 2018 collection, am I right? Now, how did you choose which prints would work best?
The prints was chosen by the Alia B team. And of course, we also agree with the color matching. It really looked cool with the pastel pumps. We make sure that the laces that we produce are the one that they are going to produce as well for their clothing. So when we launch it, it actually matched with the whole collection.
Why did you all decide to use shoelace?
I think shoelace, I mean, I don't know. For me, shoelace always give you that sexiness, and also you can play with a lot of pattern on it. So you can tie around your leg. You can be very sexy or very cute. So I think that's a diversity of if you design the shoes, you can play with it and then you can match with your clothes with different way. I think that's the whole concept on the collection.
Actually, the original idea of the shoelace was our assisting Emily and Emma. The shoelace that we use are inspired by the sneaker. So it's exactly the same lace that you wear your sneakers. So we put them on a more feminine pump to have a different kind of look. Because we always want a different, kind of aesthetics. We always wanted to have both masculine and feminine. So we used that element into the Alia B resorts.
The materials were a bit more different. Materials are like softer, satin.
Yeah, much more airy as well.
So talk to me about your the colors that you used for your shoes.
We have one group which are more pastel, another group which are more bold. So the pastel one, we wanted to have a more relaxed vibes to match with the inspiration behind the collections, which are very relaxing, refreshing, like how you are on a holiday mood. So we don't want to have any color that stress you out. So like something more bold and bright still.
So which shoes are the pastel colors?
We put the pastel colors on the pumps collections. So they have beige, light gray, and even white. But for the slacks, we make it more easy to wear, like more plain colors without any prints for the bow, because the bow already stand out. So we just use the plain red and black. But for the other slides, which are more basic, just one strap slip on, we have a little bit of detail, like the stripe detail, which are quite subtle.
And all this design has been launched already, right?
Yeah.
Available.
So now it's still in a pre-order period, but this week we're going to do a pre-launch for the slide sandals during the Sunny Side Up Market. And after this, we will properly launch them.
When would you properly launch these beautiful shoes?
It will be
next week.
You can purchase them, but they will be delivered by first or second week of December.
So why did you decide to come up with a pre-book and then do the launch later?
Because of the timing, because we always wanted to deliver the shoe as soon as possible, but the reality is design process takes time. Also, to properly launch them, it takes some time. That's how we decided to pre-order the shoe first and also to anticipate the demand and the response.
Now, Alia, what's it like, you know, to be involved in designing shoes for a change?
Well, I love shoes. I mean, which woman doesn't love shoes? So it was a great experience for me, and I think we'll be continuing this collaboration for our next collection.
And what would that be?
We're still in very early stage of development, right?
Yes, very early to say. We're working on the Alia B Raya collection. Already the designs have been done, it's gone into production. So right now we're working together again for a shoe collection, because something exciting is about to happen. We're going to do Sometime by Alia B again, second bag, a new one, and also shoes by Yoke & Team and Alia B.
What about colours? Do we have a particular colour for Raya next year?
I'd rather not say. Well, for the Alia B Raya collection next year, there's going to be more prints. You can expect more colours on the lace. I know we've been like monotonous for the past few Alia B. Raya collections. Mm-hmm. So this year is going to be something totally different. We will have more prints and chiffon. We're going to have lace and colors. We're going to have kimono wraps, you know, like more... I think more range.
More range.
More range in material as well. So like more soft materials. I'm not going to restrict myself with the bags and the shoes. That one I will leave to the shoe designers and the bag designers. But I will have my input and we'll create something that maybe we can let the ladies enjoy the collection and style it together with what we come up with, the shoes and the bag as well.
So it's going to be pairing together shoes and bags and
not really like a matchy-matchy kind of collection, but something that women are like free to style it in their own way. So I think it should be like not so girly, some girly pieces, some of the more laid-back styles. We haven't really decided what these designs would look like.
Okay, so definitely we look forward to your Raya collection. Now, Yukin Team, this collection also marks the first time Yukin Team is featuring slides with bow and stripe detailing in its repertoire. Now, so why only now? Why with Alia?
We actually aim to come out with more designs because we are quite greedy in terms of designs. But when opportunity comes, like we just think it's the right timing that we do it together.
Are there any particular designs that you really, really wanted to design?
Maybe those killer boots. Yeah, those are quite challenging. And then imagine killer boots can up to your thighs and you can wear it like socks or whatever.
That's
that would be quite interesting to design on a killer boots,
I think we fit Alia's design as well, right?
Yeah, maybe the next collection.
Yeah. So Alia, do you see yourself creating more footwear in the future?
Why not? I love shoes. I mean, women need shoes every day.
Yeah, we do, right?
Yeah. Yes, we do. So, yeah, why not?
All right. So, you have your Raya collection coming up and your collection right now, pre-book is available and it will be launched next week. Am I right?
Yeah.
Do you have a specific date?
We're looking at mid-December for the latest. Yeah.
Just in time for Christmas collection,
right? Yeah, they will arrive just in time.
All right. So, where can our listeners get their hands on a pair of Yukin Team and Alia B?
They can get it during our pre-launch because we will be doing a pre-launch in Sunnyside Art Market, which is located in Slade the Row
from
1st to 3rd December. So at that time, they could actually have a try on our shoes.
So the Alia B Resort 2018 collection will be available at Isetan Lot 10, KLCC and The Gardens right now, and also Fashion Valet online.
Right.
And by early December, all the stocks will be at all Shoe Shoe Shoes outlets and Society A at Tang, Singapore.
Apart from Raya, what about Chinese New Year or maybe something for Valentine's Day?
Well, we are still thinking what kind of Valentine's or
maybe those killer boots.
Yeah, yeah, that would really be sexy. One of the choices.
For the men, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, men's
you mentioned, you mentioned earlier you're going to design for men.
Yeah.
What kind of shoes would you be designing for men?
We still want to concentrate on sandals for the start point. So you might see some very nice materials of men's sandals still in the spot because we still want to concentrate like sporty and that our main concept for the men's collection. Yeah, but it's still early. We're still working on it. Hopefully you will see it maybe summer.
Stay tuned because after this, Florence Song, senior fashion writer at Elle Malaysia, takes us through an OOTN essential that's perfect for the party season. But before that, here's I Have Nothing by the soulful Whitney Houston, played at Helmut Lang Scene by Shane Oliver, Spring-Summer 2017 in New York. If you've heard any runway songs and would like me to play it for you, you can tweet me at Adeline CSK and BFM Radio. You've been listening to Stylefile, and I'm Adeline Jung on BFM 89.9. This is Adeline Cheung on Stylefile. Now, I hope you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to listen to us on the go, you can download our BFM app on Google Play or the App Store. And now, Florence Song, senior fashion writer at Elle Malaysia, thinks that despite their size, party pouches are the bag that packs a punch this time of year.
We're all ready for a party for Christmas and New Year's Eve. Now, boast a no-nonsense appeal captured the hearts of bag lovers everywhere. Perfect for those end-of-the-year parties. Elevates your look and gives a festive vibe. Right, Florence?
That's true. I mean, you've probably come across one of these party pouches in your mom's closet.
Yes.
Right? I mean, when you're going through it as a little girl, I mean, you take it out and it's like, wow, this is really pretty. So, I mean, as a kid, I've always like admired it, always taken it out and played with it. So, party pouches these days, they look cooler, they're more modern. You can just slip it on your wrist to free up your hands. I mean, that's especially important during the party season because everyone tells you to put your hands up. So, I mean, with it on, you can just like free up your hands.
Yeah, but the bad side is because party pouches are can be a little bit small, which yes. You can't put a lot of stuff inside. You can only put your money as well as your mobile phones.
Well, for me personally, I think you should hold on to your mobile phone because, you know, Instagram worthy moments are everywhere.
Right.
So you shouldn't put it in your pouch. You'd miss it.
So what are the party pouches you've seen so far?
So Alexander Wang had amazing pouches on the runway this season. There were so many different types that he gave us. There were some really crystallized creations that's like completely studded with glittering rhinestones. And then there's a different version that had chunky silver chain links on it. And then there was another one which was made out of metal mesh material, so which is reminiscent of, you know, your mom's vintage pouches. And then Atiko had some really beautiful designs. There's this one standout rainbow sequined one that I'm sure you'd see everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then the others were made out of silk. They came with beaded embroidery, so it had more of a vintage vibe. And then Valentino had some mini faded ones as well.
I know Zara and Bershka as well as Topshop, they have, well, a little bit more cheaper version. Yes. And it's good because it's glittery as well, right?
And they look just as luxe as well.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So for party pouches, how would you style it?
The easiest way is to pair it with a dress for evening. I mean, but really you can wear it with jeans, you can wear it with anything. It's a replacement for a clutch. It looks cooler, it's, you know, more modern. And you can even use it to dress up a casual outfit like, you know, jeans and blouse for a day or oversized knits.
So would you say this is during more to a party nighttime kind of event?
You can use it both ways. So it's a replacement for a clutch for a nighttime look. But during the day, I mean, if you're going out for a meeting or to an event, you can wear it with jeans, you can wear it with, you know, oversized knits, like I mentioned. And it will look just as nice because it elevates your outfit.
So I know there are a lot of ways of carrying party pouches. Mm-hmm. So how would you carry?
I'd probably just, you know, clasp at the strings and just hold it, you know, swing it casually. So it looks, you know, more casual but cooler that way. Yeah.
Okay, so would you invest in a sequin party pouch or
For sure. What
kind of party pouch would you?
I'm really loving the silhouette at the moment, so I invest in a sequined one, you know, or if you prefer something that's a little less, you know, ostentatious, I'd say, just maybe go for like a velvet one with subtle beading on it. It'll look just as nice.
How much would you invest in a party pouch?
Well, for a high street brand, I'd say maybe around 100-ish would be a good benchmark for it.
And so that was Florence Song of Al Malaysia with her take on party pouches, which brings us to the end of this week's show. If you've missed any part of the show, catch up with the podcast on www.bfm.my/stylefile and give us some love on our Facebook page, Stylefile on BFM 89.9. You can catch the repeat of the show on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. or listen to us on the go if you're a busy bee by downloading our BFM app. It is available on Google Play and the App Store. Now I'm going to leave you with a track called K by Cigarettes After Sex, played at Calvin Klein Spring Summer 2017 in New York. If you'd like me to play your favorite runway song, tweet me at @CSK or BFM Radio. This has been Stylefile, and I'm Adeline Chung on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Try 5-Hour Tea today. Look for all 3 flavors by the cash register at your local TA and Petro shopping centers.